An Agreeable Alliance, A Regency Romance, Sons of Somerset, Book 4. Written by Casey Stockton, narrated by Laura Greaves. Chapter 1. May 1816. Somerset, England. Was there anything quite as dull as spectating an eternally long cricket match? The ball getting whacked repeatedly, men crossing each other to reach wickets, the other teams standing idly in the fields. Nothing about it was particularly engaging, except for the remarkable plum cake and the refreshing lemonade provided by the hosts. Rebecca Turner shifted on her uncomfortable seat beneath the shaded canopy, pushing her spectacles higher on her nose. Her gaze swept over the expanse of lush, green lawn up to the imposing country estate, Briarwood Manor. This entire outing was an exercise of extreme patience, for Rebecca had such little time for frivolities. But she came here with a purpose, and she would not leave without seeing her task complete.
"Which team shall we cheer for?" Alicia asked, smoothing a hand down her stiff black skirt. "I'm partial to the gentlemen, of course, but the other team is quite handsome."
Alicia brought her cup of lemonade to her smirking lips. Her blonde hair was a stark contrast to her black bonnet, but her rosy cheeks softened her pale complexion, making her look every bit the grieving daughter. Aunt Langley scoffed. "Surely you jest."
"Why?"
Alicia faced her mother, raising her chin.
"You cannot mean to imply that I should look no lower than a gentleman in my pursuit of a husband. Is Margaret's Lord Buxton not enough for you? Must we have two lords in the family?"
Rebecca suppressed the temptation to sigh. This same tired argument had been volleying between her aunt and cousin since they'd set out from Bath that very morning. The cricket match, pitting a group of gentlemen against a group of men who worked for their living, was being held at the home of Aunt Langley's friend, and that had given them a reason to attend, despite their state of mourning. "It hardly matters now," Aunt Langley muttered. "But regardless, darling, that is precisely what I mean, and you well know it." She shot Rebecca a commiserating look before tipping back her cup and emptying her glass in a harsh, frantic manner. It was rather a miracle the woman hadn't splashed liquid down her chin. Rebecca's heart reached out to her aunt. She had lost her husband 5 months prior on the tale of her eldest daughter, Margaret, becoming engaged to a Viscount. It had been a boon and a blow in quick succession, leaving the three Langley women, Rebecca's aunt and two cousins, quite alone and, even worse, forcing Margaret to postpone her wedding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?